It's now been 2 months since Frank Edelblue took over as New Hampshire's education commissioner, and the former Republican state representative from Wilton and school choice advocate hasn't been shy about speaking his mind on ways he believes education can be improved in the state. Edelblue now finds himself defending a request that he made to restructure the education department. That request came in the form of an amendment attached to an unrelated bill. The amendment expected to come up for a vote today in the Senate Education Committee. I spoke with Edelblue recently and asked him to explain why he feels the changes are needed.
When I got there, I began to meet with different folks, and what I discovered was that over time, commissioners before me had moved activities around in the Department of Education so that while the statute might indicate that a certain function should be done by one division, in fact, it was being done by another division. I think that my previous commissioners made some of these changes in order to allow the Department of Education to be more responsive to its customers, but those changes were not reflected in the law. I feel an obligation to have fidelity to the law, and so I went to the legislature and said, hey, can we make some changes here so that we will be able to have fidelity to the law, as well as allow both myself and future commissioners to be able to focus on the mission of providing good, solid support services to our constituents out there.
Democrats and teachers unions have called Edelblue's request a power grab, saying this will give him more authority. I asked him to respond to those claims.
Well, so I would challenge them that it gives me any additional power per se. I think what it actually does is it allows the department to function efficiently and effectively, really, for our constituencies. I find it unusual that folks are concerned that I'm putting things potentially back in line with the law, and yet there was no outrage when individuals took certain functions and moved them around without getting, you know, trying to make them in compliance with the law.
During your confirmation hearing, you described yourself as the implementation guy, that you would be there to execute policy but not make it. I mean, does that conflict at all with that thinking?
I always think that this is exactly the kind of implementation you want. You want someone in there who understands an organization, understands the responsibilities of that organization, and is going to structure the organization to deliver well on those responsibilities.
Later, our conversation turned to another issue, New Hampshire's science standards. At a recent State Board of Education meeting, Edelblue suggested the board revisit its adoption last year of the Next Generation Science Standards, or NGSS, as the state's model curriculum. The board rejected Edelblue's request to reconsider those standards. I asked him why he raised the issue.
One of the things that I saw in those science standards was that they were rated by an outside organization, Fordham University, I think it's Fordham University Foundation, and they were rated a C, which isn't really very high. I am supposed to be reviewing our standards to make sure that they're current and they're contemporary.
But critics have said that's one study is from a rather conservative group and that those science standards, they didn't feel were really up to date. I mean, is that something that we should be looking towards to inform our standards?
Well, so in fact, the Fordham criticism of the standards was not about whether the standards were up to date or not up to date. The Fordham analysis, if you read the actual research report on it, talked about the fact that our standards in NGSS have incorporated a number of process, scientific approaches in them, and they may have sacrificed some content in that process. And so that's really the criticism, is what is that balance that you get? And so
What was sacrificed?
So what was sacrificed is, so again, the standards are focused primarily on process, but the content of the standards is not as strong. So as an example, in the old standards, if you just do a word search and you look, the term relativity, obviously dealing with the theory of relativity, appeared 7 times in our old standard, and it appears 0 times in the NGSS. So are we skipping over the theory of relativity, or how is that being integrated? I think it's important that we make sure that we haven't left out any content, because we won't be serving our students well that way.
Science standards can get political, as you know. In Idaho, for example, Republicans pushed to remove any reference to the impact of human activity on climate change from their standards. There's always talk in some states about teaching creationism in class. Is that something that you would worry about or that you would support in any way?
You bring up some very specific topics, and what we want to do is we need to make sure that when we address and we talk about those topics, that we talk about them in a balanced way. And so if I go back again to looking at our old standard and our current standard, as an example, the term climate change is one that you brought up. So climate change appeared in our old standards one time. In the current standard, it appears 17 times. If you look at our old standard, the term human impact appears one time, and it now appears 16 times in our current standard. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that we are providing our students with a holistic view of science. And we want to make sure, so the fact that relativity doesn't appear, but then these other terms appear so much more frequently, we want to make sure that we equip our students with good scientific training so that they can be good climate change scientists, right?
So, but specifically, you're not worried about talking about climate change in class. You're worried about too much talking about it?
I'm making sure that we cover all of the scientific bases so that we can produce students who are well-educated in science.
Would you favor teaching creationism as a tool in science?
That has not come up, and I didn't see it in the old standard or the new standard, so I'm not really concerned about that.
You referenced the Fordham Institute's standards. It's an education research group, which is fair to say does have conservative leanings, but it's also an organization that supports the Common Core state standards, which you have been critical of. Why use that group as a bar on the issue but not the other?
I think actually that's the question that I posed to the State Board of Education. When Fordham ranked the Common Core standards high, you know, our own state board said, well, look, Fordham tells us that this is a really good standard and we ought to be embracing it. There was no discussion about whether or not they were conservative or not conservative. They were just a third party who was ranking standards. But when Fordham ranks our NGSS standard poorly, all of a sudden, they're not qualified as a standard ranking organization. And I just think we need to be consistent. And we don't want to point to one particular ranking of a standard. We need to more broadly look at different folks who have rated standards. We're not really interested in focusing on standards that are, you know, necessarily high in America as well. We want to target and we want to focus on high standards, but using an international benchmark because we compete in an international world.
Tomorrow, my conversation with Education Commissioner Frank Edelblue continues. We'll talk about his takeaways from visiting New Hampshire schools and his thoughts on a controversial school choice bill. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.